Hi everyone, Lydia here. I play Melanie in the Magnus Archives and Cell in Rusty Quill Gaming. I'm here to tell you about another podcast you might enjoy called The White Vault. The White Vault is a found footage horror audio drama that delves into the terrors of isolation with an archaeological twist. Explore the far reaches of the world's horrors in this collection of records left by a repair team sent to Outpost Freestead to investigate a mysterious signal in the vast white wastes of Svalbard. When a relentless blizzard traps the team at the outpost, they soon realise they may not be alone. Discover the fate of teams sent to the remote corners of the Earth and uncover a larger conspiracy buried deep within. The White Vault is a multi-award-winning series that features a diverse cast and immersive soundscaping. Find The White Vault wherever you listen to your podcasts or visit thewhitevault.com for more information.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 184, Like Ants.
So many. They are beyond number, though one could pluck a numeral from the air and add some zeros, place a figure on how many tiny, twitching things exist within these tunnels. It cannot be comprehended. Not truly. The human mind can barely understand the true extent of a billion, and there are so many more than a billion of them. A trillion, an octillion, a quindecillion. Just words and zeros. No connection to the true scale of what they are, how much they represent. They are past the place where numbers have meaning. How many ants are there? Uncountable. They shift and roil in dark and shining tides across the walls of the tunnels, pockmarked in their turn by tiny earthen holes from which the things emerge, retreat, and move as one. All around it may seem like solid earth that presses down and forces Jordan through on hands and knees, but it is not. He tries again to find somewhere to place his hands, an inch or less of bare rock or undisturbed earth. But there is nothing. He does not know if this tunnel has the ants that bite, the ones that reek when they are crushed, or the ones so tough his weight does not destroy them. And he can still feel them moving and squirming beneath his palm. Jordan knows there is no way out. No twisting, squeezing passage that promises escape, that will allow him to emerge, screaming and encrusted with filth and insect gore, to take a gasp of fresh and open air. But still he must push on, press forward, keep moving. For he knows that when he stops, when he pauses, when he finally succumbs to exhaustion and collapses, that is when they descend upon him, subsume him beneath their impossible number. He can try to keep them out, to